missed it, download it.
This is the Morning Sickness Podcast.
I love it. It's brilliant.
At 95.7therock.com and the 95.7 The Rock app.
Joining us on the phone right now, one of the stars of Storage Wars, Dave Hester. What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I got to say, I'm obsessed with the show. Storage Wars, A&E, Wednesdays at 9:30, new episodes. And a big reason why I'm obsessed with it is because you play a good villain.
Well, it comes naturally, honestly.
Now, you like to bully people a little bit, right? I mean, that's kind of your MO. You like to bid people up so they have to pay more for the storage lockers than they want to pay.
Well, it's not necessarily bullying. If you really were to get to know the business, it's the way it really is, you know. And, you know, when I got the opportunity to be on this show, I thought it was great to be able to go and give my life story and what I actually do for a living. That's the dirty side of the business. You know, I've got a retail store, and that's the part that we've got to go out and do to get the good product in here. And you know, if you back up and you let your guys score on you, what they're going to do is use that money against you to constantly, you know, bid you up and cost you a little bit on each room that you buy. So you got to keep your competition weak.
Yeah, you take it very, very seriously. And you got, in the last episode, the last new episode, you got really pissed off at Barry for bringing those psychics with him to view the storage lockers and try to get a feeling. And you left. A lot of cursing going on. You weren't happy about that.
You know, the one thing they say is do what comes naturally. They, you know, we're not actors. And, you know, they just want us to do what we would normally do in our course of business. And if some guy came in acting like that, I think I would let him know what my opinion was.
You think the psychics can really help, though? Do you think they're going to get a vibe for it?
I think he should have, whatever he paid them, he should have just paid me.
Right. There you go. Now,
save the money.
Brian here, I think if maybe do you have an internship he could do or something for a couple of months? Because this is like every week he talks about how it's his dream.
Dude, what's better for you? Is it going through people's stuff or is it making the money?
You know, for me, it's strictly business. I mean, I have 15 employees. You know, I've got a large overhead and it's all about making a certain amount of profit margin. And so, you know, we want to make the money. We're not there to play with it or have fun. It's not a hobby. It's the best way that I've found in my life to make a good living. And it's allowed me to, you know, do a lot of things in life and travel and, you know, and just accomplish things. So it, for me, it's about the money. If I wanted to go have fun with it, I'd be out on a fishing boat somewhere catching fish, you know?
I didn't realize you had such an interesting backstory with the whole thing with your... in the one episode where you found the trains and you talk a little bit about your dad and how he collected trains, but he was a hoarder and you got into this through a DUI arrest and then you had to go do some time at a Goodwill store. Is that the deal?
Well, you know, I've been buying and selling. I went to my first Swami in 1969 with my father. And he had just gotten back from Vietnam, and he loaded up his truck to take to the dump. And me and my mom had been going to the Swami selling clothes, and we had been doing thrift shop buying, and he was just generating a little bit of money. And she said, hey, don't go and throw that stuff away. Take it to the dump. So he went and sold a few hundred bucks worth back then, which was huge money. And then he got hooked on it, and he started buying and selling, so I kind of just grew up doing that. You know, I was already in the furniture business, and I've got an auctioneering background also since 1992. And the furniture business was tanking, basically, 3 or 4 years back when the economy was starting to crash. And I was at the point of, you know, having to either, you know, close down the shop, rent out the building that I have here, and make a different decision. Well, fortunately and unfortunately, I had, you know, got arrested for a DUI, and they said, well, you can go spend 30 days in the can, or you can go spend 30 days doing community service at the Goodwill. And I said, you know, that Goodwill sounds like a real good idea.
Right, good option, yeah.
So when I got in there, I started looking around and realizing that, you know, how much people were constantly up at the front line. It was a never-ending thing, and their average sales were probably $5 to $15. And at the end of the day, they would actually post their sales, and they were just doing, you know, $4,000 to $7,000 a day in business. And I said, man, every bit of the stuff that they get, I get this stuff on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. I completely had changed my store for a whole year to a thrift store. It got me through the economic slump, and it basically saved my business.
Dave Hester joining us on the phone from Storage Wars on A&E Wednesday nights at 9:30.
How long do you see this show going? I mean, is there any end to the number of lockers with good stuff in it?
You know, storage lockers have been selling for 40 years. Okay, a lot of people think this is a new thing. This has been going on for 40 years. You know, self-storage auctions being sold at the lien sale process being used to sell delinquent storage lockers. I've been part of it for 25, so it's going to continue to go on. It's a legal public auction, and anybody can attend. You guys can come and attend and stand next to us and outbid us. We don't buy every room that's out there. You know, we do get outbid by people, and they, you know, only focus on the actual rooms that we buy. So
that's the other thing, too, that people say to me, they want to slam my dreams and hopes of being a storage war guy. And people always say, well, they don't show you the lockers that they buy that don't have anything good in them. Yeah. They only show you the good ones or the ones that have a funny item. Is that true?
No, they do show the good and the bad. It's just, you know, you have to keep in mind they have a limited time, you know, for each episode, and they have to give everybody a fair amount of time. So when you're a professional and you've been doing this for 25 years, you generally don't buy bad lockers. So it's just you can smell the good ones. You can sense them. When that door opens, it's like looking at a beautiful oil painting in an art gallery. You start to see all the different scenes. You know,
right.
We've seen this 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times, you know, so we got a pretty good eye. And it's very rare that I would buy a unit right now and lose money on it. I might break even. If I was trying to run somebody on the unit, I might have to eat it a little bit, but that's kind of a sacrifice you make being in the business.
Two more questions for Dave Hester. Owns Rags to Riches out in California thrift store, also on A&E Storage Wars Wednesday nights at 9:30. My first question is, what was the best score you ever had as far as buying a locker based on what you spent and what you ended up making? The one where you bought the restaurant equipment was amazing. You spent, I think, $2,600 on it, and you turned that around for, I think, 10 times profit.
Correct. That's what we call in the business hitting the lick. They do come up occasionally, you know, and it's all a matter of being at the right place at the right time and having the knowledge. And you know, I've experienced that many times in the last 25 years. Commercial equipment is one of my favorite things, you know, so that's just icing on the cake. And we need those because, again, we have, a big overhead, a lot of employees and everything that goes along with that. As far as my best thing that I ever purchased, I bought a unit. I bought a picture pack, which was at a moving and self-storage auction, which is like the major moving companies, Mayflower, Beacons, all those type of companies. They actually do the same lien sale process, and they sell them out of the wooden vault, and sometimes they'll sell the items individually. I bought a picture pack for $750. I could tell that the boxes were boxes from the 1950s, the style of the moving boxes. So I took a gamble on it. It turned out to be an oil painting by Jack Wilkinson Smith, which is a California impressionist, and I sold it for
$155,000.
Holy cow. See? And you wonder why I want to do this, Gene. My last question for you, Dave Hester, is are you ever going to go over to Daryl's house and have dinner with him? I mean, do you guys hang out at all, or is this strictly business again for you?
You know, Daryl's in Orange County. I'm in San Diego County. And, you know, maybe if I could run up a $300 or $400 bill on him at the finest steakhouse in California, I might sit and eat with him. But he'd definitely have to pick up the bill.
All right. Dave Hester, Storage Wars, A&E, Wednesdays at 9:30, new episodes. Thanks for talking to us, man.
My pleasure.
Missed it? Download it. This is the Morning Sickness Podcast.
I love it. It's brilliant.
At 95.7therock.com and the 95.7 The Rock app.